SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump announces a major investment in the U.S. economy from a Taiwanese semiconductor manufacturer.
We have some good people. Today, Taiwan Semiconductor is announcing that they will be investing at least $100 billion in new capital in the United States over the next short period of time to build state-of-the-art semiconductor manufacturing facilities. I think mostly it's going to be in Arizona, which is what I understand, which is a great state.
TSMC, the world's biggest semiconductor manufacturer, had already announced plans to invest more than $65 billion in the U.S. The announcement comes on top of the Trump administration imposing 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico. A prominent Washington, D.C. tax policy expert says many in Congress believe extending the Trump tax cuts is the key to economic growth.
When you combine that with the deregulatory efforts and so many other things being proposed with DOGE and just this kind of new sense of optimism in Washington around fiscal responsibility again and budget cuts and how do we tackle this debt, growth is always going to be a key element, and that's what we hear from our legislators every day.
Jonathan Williams is with ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, and was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Israel has introduced what it said was a new U.S. ceasefire plan and is trying to force Hamas to accept it by imposing a siege on the Gaza Strip. The plan is different from the one the two sides agreed to in January. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu referred to it as the Witkoff proposal. He says it came from President Trump's Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff, but the White House has yet to confirm that. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 649 points. The Nasdaq dropped 497. This is SRN News. Maryland school children dodge a bullet.
The state Senate committee has killed a bill that would have allowed contraceptives to be sold in vending machines in the public schools. The legislation actually passed the Maryland House of Representatives with a big push by Democrats. However, Senate Republicans managed to derail the measure, and it's unlikely to be introduced again this year. The bill would have allowed contraceptive sales in kindergartens, nursery schools, elementary, and secondary schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Australian nurse has been charged with making threats after she appeared in an online video saying she would not treat Israeli patients. Sarah Abu Lebda, a Muslim, faces three federal offenses and has been released on bail. She and another nurse, Ahmed Nadir, were suspended from the Bankstown Lidcombe Hospital in Sydney 2 months ago over an online exchange with an Israeli influencer. This is SRN News. A shocking turn took place today in an Illinois courtroom.
The man accused of opening fire at an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago in 2022 has pleaded guilty to murder and attempted murder moments ahead of opening arguments for his Monday trial. 23-year-old Robert Cremo did not address the court. The shooting left 7 people dead and wounded more than 40. Sentencing on his guilty plea will come April 23rd. Cremo is certain to spend the rest of his life behind bars. I'm Julie Walker.
Former Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart, a Cuban-American who fought tirelessly for a free Cuba and who spent 18 years in Congress, has died after battling cancer. His family said the 70-year-old Diaz-Balart died on Monday. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.